Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this January 25th, 2023, 10:32 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. here. I am joined by our friend, Ann Lipek. She is from the ODC. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
How have you been?
Good, good. Getting ready for the new year, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With that, a lot of great, fun, exciting things going on with the ODC. I don't know if we have enough time to cover them all. We're going to do our best, because there's a lot of good things going on over there. And I always like to start with Milkweed Market. Is that where you want to start?
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. So, yeah, I did want to share that now that the holiday season has wound down, our hours for Milkweed Market are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. So we've shortened our hours significantly, but so wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that. But also wanted to share that we will be open on Saturday, February 11th, and then also Saturday, March 11th, and those hours are 10 to 2. Some of the things that will be happening for February 11th is that we will be having some special Valentine's, last-minute gift shopping, everything that you need for Valentine's Day and for that special someone. And then keep in mind that it's, you know, local products and then products made by individuals that work at ODC. The other fun thing that will be happening for Valentine's Day, and we're waiting for the online ordering link, but there will be an opportunity to do some online shopping prior, you know, early in February for Valentine's Day. We'll have a select number of gift baskets available. You would have to order those online, but then we are offering free local delivery on Valentine's Day. So that will be, the delivery will be within 10 miles of our locations in Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, and Marshfield. So we're real excited about that. And
That's a great idea.
They will be delivered by the individuals in our day services programs.
I was hoping you were going to say, oh, that's great. That just added, like, it was already a cool idea. That just brought it home. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, yeah. So we're really super excited about that. Watch for updates on our Facebook page, for the Milkweed Market Facebook page, and watch for that ordering link. But all of those events will be posted within the next week or two. So be watching for that. So
Anytime you guys join us, I go out of my way to talk about Milkweed. I enjoy it so much. It saved me when it comes to gifts for my mom. Like, I ran out of ideas a long time ago for her, and that place is the place I go for finding gifts for my mother or anybody else that's really close to me. It's a great spot for those things. Obviously, you're getting, as touched on there, you're getting homemade products here. You're getting products made in town from your clients, which just adds to the meaning, the feeling of all that too, along with, of course, when you buy these products, you're keeping money in the ODC. It just funnels, it puts right back into what they're doing over there.
Correct. Yep, it's really a win-win, because it's great product for the community, but also providing opportunities for the individuals that ODC supports. So yeah, really thrilled with that.
If you don't mind, I'd like to take a second, Ann, to just kind of talk about Milkweed and just the history of it. It hasn't been around that long, but it's one of those things that I can remember when it first got started, talking to some people at the ODC at the time and different things. Well, it's a really great thing. It's a really great idea. Boy, I hope this is successful. I there was some hope involved there. There was some I hope some people attend. I hope people come to this and everything. And now we look at it, just a handful of short years later, it is very successful. Like, I don't know many people in town here who don't know Milkweed Market. They haven't heard of it, haven't shopped there. It's got to feel pretty good to you guys, to the ODC in general, certainly to the clients. I hope they're taking a lot of pride and a lot of good feelings from it, because they deserve it first and foremost. But you guys as a staff are right there. It's 1A, 1B. I mean, is that feeling in there in the ODC, in the building, with having the success of Milkweed Market?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Good. And you talk about the changes that have happened. And really the biggest change that has happened with Milkweed Market in the last year is it's really become run by the individuals with disabilities. We have a staff person that, you know, certainly manages and oversees things, but the reality is the rest of the things that are happening in that store are now run by individuals with disabilities. It's a training location for people. They're, you know, individuals are learning to run the cash register. They're learning about customer service. They're learning about inventory, pricing items, like they are running the store. And so that is a really, it's really neat to see how that has evolved and given the individuals another opportunity to learn some new skills and feel really good about what they're doing.
Yeah, and any opportunity to help build their confidence, help build their self-worth, always worth it. Oh, always a good idea. Let alone in that respect, it's so, I want to say it was maybe months ago when the ODC joined us and this came up. And I go there a lot in Milkweed, and I was there the first day that it opened. And I remember what it was like and some of the fun chaos that can be with opening a new business or anything like that. And then the last time I was there, and I didn't notice until it was brought up, but yeah, they're running it now. Like, I didn't notice a change. I didn't notice a difference because they're running it so smoothly. You don't even notice it, that anything has really changed when it comes to that. It's cool for us to hear that as shoppers because I don't think we would know otherwise. That's how well they're running it.
Yep. Yep, that's correct. That's correct. And the other really cool thing that we've changed is that there's an area in the store now where the individuals, when they're producing product, there's an area within the store where they're physically producing the product right in the store. Mm-hmm. In years past, it was kind of behind the walls in the production area. And so we've really moved it so that everything is really done within the walls of the store.
There's something about the smell of cutting wood or something like that that always gets me. So yeah, I love that going on in there. That's a really nice added thing to it and really brings it home for people, especially maybe out of towners or people that may have like the one person in town who hasn't heard of Milkweed Market or whatever. And as you're in the building and you're like, oh yeah, they're really making these right here. You can see some, you can hear some of it going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. One other thing I did want to mention about Milkweed, because this came up a while back with one of our listeners out of state was telling me, hey, I hear you talk to this ODC. I hear about this Milkweed Market. It sounded great. So she wanted to look into it and see, hey, is there a way to do this online for people out of state? Sometimes you got Wisconsinites that have moved or just people that listen to us that just happen to like what we're talking about. And yeah, you can buy it. You can go to Milkweed Market no matter where you are in the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We try and make it as easy and as simple as possible for people to look at our products and purchase. No matter where you're at.
It's a really cool idea to do that kind of thing. I mean, talk about taking it the next step, the next level for the, not only the clients, but for the ODC in general and the revenue that you can bring in.
Correct. Correct.
Is there anything else you wanted to touch on in Milkweed Market? I know we hit the hours in that.
Yep. So just a couple more quick things. I did want to mention in March, on March 11th, the Saturday that we're open, we are going to be hosting our first ever Makers Market.
Ooh.
And so there will be other local businesses that are making have their own product lines that we will be also featuring in the store. Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for that. But some of them include Bison Trading, Cherry Tree Creatives, Sweet Pea and Sparrow, just to name a few. And we're really also looking to confirm a few more other Makers Market
It's a great loop, a group of sponsors right there already and everything.
Yep.
You already got a nice list growing. That's cool.
Yep. The only other thing I wanted to quickly mention is tomorrow is our first Painting with Purpose, which is located in Milkweed Market. And it will be running from 12:30 to 2 tomorrow. And we do need RSVPs today if anybody's interested. So you can check out our Facebook page or you would call 715-818-818. 6466 if you're interested in joining our Painting with Purpose tomorrow from 12:30 to 2.
And themilkweedmarket.com is the website you can go to if you are curious about shopping or just checking out the store. Themilkweedmarket.com. I want to get into Ink Splash and some other great things coming up with the ODC. Why don't we do this? We'll take a timeout right here, get that out of the way, and we'll come back and have some more conversation.
Sounds great.
We'll be back with more with our friends from the ODC right here on Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here, everyone, on WFHR, locally grown radio. We're speaking with Ann Alipek from the ODC. And Ann, again, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wanted to take some time talking about Ink Splash and some of the cool things going on over there.
Yeah, sure. So what I did want to mention is, if you're not familiar with Ink Splash, it is a social enterprise within ODC that where we're able to do some screen printing, embroidery. One of the newer things that we launched last year was corporate apparel, mm-hmm. where a business can contact us and make some determinations on, you know, apparel that they might like ODC to produce for them. And then we can create a web page so that any of your employees from your business can go on the web page. They can order predetermined items that the company has selected. And then it all is filtered through ODC's Ink Splash business. So really, that's been a nice addition to the services that we offer. The other thing I did want to mention about Ink Splash is, again, trying to utilize what businesses we offer to kind of promote some other disability-related things. And I wanted to share that right now we are selling Developmental Disability Awareness Month shirts. Disability Awareness Month is in March, and so we are selling some shirts through February 9th online. So it could also be a great Valentine's gift, but you could check that out if you're interested in ordering a shirt and then wearing it in March to celebrate Developmental Disabilities Awareness. That would really be great. And if you're interested, check out our Facebook page and look for the links to order those shirts.
Mm-hmm. It's any chance to bring attention to that topic, to that month, is certainly great. That's what part of what the month is all about. It's also incredibly good work that they do over there too at Ink Splash, and it's always nice to be able to reference Ink Splash when it comes to these things. We know a little something about it. We've worked with Ink Splash before. They've done products for us, great products. Done a great job with them. It just means something a little different when it's local. You know, when it comes to any of these kind of things we're talking about, there's something added to that when it comes to those things. I say that as somebody who is proud of locally grown products and those kind of things. I can't imagine for you guys and your staff how much it means, the success of Ink Splash. Very similar to Milkweed Market, the success of that store and that business and how that's going.
Correct. Yes. Yep. And we are very thankful. We have a lot of community supporters. And again, I think we're just getting the word out. Not a lot of people know about Ink Splash. So the more people we can tell about the business that we offer and that they can get those promotional and company that apparel locally, and that it's supporting a business with a purpose. We are so thankful for our customers and always looking for more. So give us a call if you have any interest.
And let's take a moment to talk about a special needs trust seminar that's coming up, because that is a really nice thing that you guys are offering there.
Yeah. So did want to take a moment to share. We are partnering with... we have a presenter, Jessica Merkel, from Rooterware out of Marshfield. We are offering a special needs trust... what's the word? Seminar.
Seminar. Yes.
It's going to be on Thursday, February 9th. It's going to be located at our Marshfield facility.
Okay.
We are offering it at two different times, 11:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. We are going to be offering some appetizers and refreshments, but it is a free event. Mm-hmm. We need RSVPs. But if you're interested in learning more about special needs trust, this would be a great seminar to attend, and we'd love to fill the seats with anybody that wants to learn more about it. So.
Outside of people that would like to learn more about it, is there any other types of people out there that you think would be really good to take this class?
Well, I think anybody that's maybe in the human services field that's you know, really connected to people with disabilities, it will be geared toward people with disabilities and how to set up special needs trusts. So not only, you know, parents and guardians and the individuals themselves, but maybe community caseworkers or social workers, because there are a lot of legal things that go into special needs trust. So really it would be good information for anybody that supports individuals with disabilities that may, you know, need some additional information on what's involved and how to navigate or what the resources are that are available to set those up.
Those are really good points. Yeah, I like that. That's really good. There's a couple of like kind of our fringe things that we wanted to mention. I want to get to those too, but actually before I go too much farther, you mentioned it once. Let's do it one more time. How can people register for that seminar?
Sure. So to register for the Special Needs Trust Seminar, you would call Carla at 715-818-6491, or you can email her, and it's Z as in zebra, ARNY at odcinc.com.
One of these days, we are going to figure out a better way to get email addresses over the airwaves. There's got to be a better way. Got to figure it out. We'll figure it out one day.
If all else fails, call ODC's main office at 715-424-2712, and we'll get you connected.
I did want to mention, too, that you can be a part of the staff over there, that you guys are hiring a mental health counselor, it looks like. So just wanted to put that out there to people. We know they're always looking for great people to bring into the ODC, and you'd like to be a part of the team over there, the family, really, over there. We encourage you to reach out to the ODC and look more into that.
Yeah, absolutely. We are recruiting for lots of different positions in lots of locations. So, yeah, check out our website or give us a call. Like everybody, we're looking for really great help. And if you really have a passion for looking for a rewarding job, a job that has work-life balance, ODC is the place to be. I've been there over 30 years, and I can't see myself being anywhere else. So come join our team.
Anne's not alone either. Most of the people, in fact, everybody I've talked to from the ODC is usually there for multiple years and loves the work that they do. And the rewarding word that you use there. I don't know if there's any organization that I talk to that you know, really can say that so strongly, so proudly. I know everybody, lots of people like to use that word. Lots of people mean that word. But when you guys say it over there, it just has a different tone to it. It truly is such a rewarding thing. And, you know, we've talked a lot about this over the last couple of years about the great migration going on of people wanting to go from jobs to careers or from careers to passions. And hey, I've been doing this for 20 years. I want to spend the next 20 years maybe making a buck or two less or whatever, but really enjoying my job and really being rewarded pricelessly at a job. That's the ODC to me.
That is correct. Yep, it's a place to be.
What about some other things you wanted to touch on before we let you go in?
Yeah, so just wanted to share a couple other updates. I know we talk a lot about mental health services and the mental health clinic. I did want to share just a couple of updates. We are also connecting with the school districts to provide mental health services through our clinic. We will be located within the schools, and I'm happy to say that we have three districts that we should have things in place in the first quarter. Two of the schools are, well, they're all fairly local, but Nacoosa, Pittsville, and Stevens Point at the Junction City location. So really excited about getting things really rolling with the mental health clinic and the services. Also, we will be opening our outpatient mental health clinic, our satellite location in Stevens Point within the first quarter. So again, real excited about having that service available, and really we're seeing a lot of need for that. So
you know, I think this is a streak now of how many times I've brought this up when you guys join us. But when I was a kid and Pam Ross came to my Nana Papa's house for my Aunt Pat to talk to her and talk to us about my aunt's condition and ways that we could be better and learn and know more about it and everything. One of the first things that came up, the term mental health didn't come up. But everything, basically, the description of mental health came up and talking about that. And I was thinking about it this week as I was doing some prep for our interview and thinking about that time again and how long this has been an issue and how we're doing something now about it, but it's always been there. But the ODC has always worked on mental health. Like now we're able to put a little more focus on it, have a special building or special classes for it and these things. But this has been in your guys' wheelhouse this whole time.
Correct, correct. If I think back to how long I've been with ODC, you know, we generally use the term people with disabilities, right? Well, disabilities can mean anything. And mm-hmm. and I will say that we worked with many individuals that had not only, you know, a developmental disability, but in addition had mental health as well. And so we've always supported people with mental health issues. I think it's just different in the way that we're supporting and that there's really a focus and a target on the mental health, you know, providing support to people with mental health needs. So we've really taken a different approach. It's, you're right, it's always been there. It's just that we're supporting it better and differently.
I generally don't believe that there's anybody walking under the sun right now that doesn't have some kind of mental health concern. Some kind of, maybe not an issue, but some concern or something even more than that. Then you add on to the factor, we're all getting older, and every one of us understands what it's like to be above the age of 13 and you go to put your shoes on and your back hurts or something like that.
Right.
A physical thing that holds you back from doing something your mind wants to do. Think about the clients at the ODC. And put yourself in those shoes for a moment. Be empathetic for a second and add all those factors and then add on all this other stuff that, you know, the things that we deal with in quote unquote normal day to day life. And then you add on these other factors. It makes sense that you would have a special group, a building, any of these things for mental health. And I think it's a good outlier to the rest of the society of like how important this subject is. I think it goes a lot farther than we realize sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I guess the other thing I want to mention regarding our mental health clinic is that it's not just for the individuals that are supported by ODC. It's a clinic that's going to be, that is open and available to the general public. So I want to make sure that people know that it's not just for the people that ODC is currently supporting. It's for anybody that needs mental health services in an outpatient mental health clinic setting. So want people to be aware of that.
Yeah, I really appreciate that they're doing that. And that not only does that help the whole community then, and those kind of things that I think are pretty clear to see, but I have to believe too that say you get some people using that facility that maybe aren't the most empathetic to or have the most empathy to people, your clients. Maybe this creates a little more of that. Maybe this builds that bridge a little bit better. Maybe there are people like how I was when I was a kid and I was uncomfortable. I did not grow up around a lot of people with disabilities or anything, so I didn't know how to act. Maybe you build that a little bit stronger. Who knows? But when it comes to stuff like this, I always like to think of the organic things, the stuff that we plan for and then the stuff that we didn't even see coming but are benefits of having this building, having this facility.
Right. Absolutely.
As we are, this time goes by so fast, Dan. as we're getting ready to let you go here, is there any other things that you wanted to make sure to touch on?
No, I just wanted to say thank you to the community for all of their support. You know, we had a great annual appeal. We've got lots of donations last year, so thank you so much. And just want to thank you guys and, again, the entire community for just embracing the direction that ODC is moving as far as in community integration and inclusion. So we look forward to doing more of that in 2023.
And we're looking forward to it, too. It's a true team effort. You guys and the community, it's working together and everything to make that happen. And that doesn't happen without you all over there at the ODC. So we appreciate you guys and the work you're doing as well as much as those clients and all the great people at the ODC.
Well, we couldn't do it without our community support. So thank you so much.
No, I want to thank you. No, I would just keep going back and forth thanking each other. And if people have follow-up questions, especially the Special Needs Trust Seminar that's coming up, if they want to register for that or find out more about Milkweed or Ink Splash, any of the great stuff we've talked about, how can they reach you?
So I would suggest you call 715-424-2712. Just tell the receptionist what you're looking for and she'll get you pointed in the right direction.
And let's just one last time touch on that Special Needs Trust Seminar that's coming up, what people should know about that, and again, how they can register for it.
Yeah, so Special Needs Trust will be held in Marshfield at our ODC on Thursday, February 9th. There'll be two sessions, 11:30 or 5:30. And if you would, there'll be appetizers and refreshments. And if you're interested in registering for that, please call 715-818-6491.
And be sure to look into more of these things. You can find out more about the ODC and Milkweed Market and Ink Splash at odcinc.com. It's all one word, odcinc.com. Be sure to type into your Facebook search bar, ODC Wisconsin Rapids. Follow along. One of my favorite things to follow is your guys' page, the pictures you put up there and everything. If they don't light you up, I don't know what will. It's a great follow. Thanks again for the time, man. Say hi to everybody over there for us.
Will do. Thank you.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.